Chapter 15. Howell. Bryn Éireann, the seat of the Lord of Ross, lay a little over 10 miles to the east of Aber, but 15 miles by the high road through the standing stones at Boca de Vine and the fort of Caerhain. With his father and two older brothers dead, the third son, Ivan, had inherited the Cantref. After Howell's grandfather had taken the throne of Gwynedd for the third time 40 years ago, defeating the last of the Norman invaders, he'd reduced the kingdom of Ross to a lordship. The Lord of Ross now tithed to the King of Gwynedd. Even so, Ivan ruled over extensive lands, stretching east from the Conwy River all the way to Rhydlon. Despite Gwen's warning about a killer still roaming free, Howell wasn't worried about reaching Ross safely, even in the dark. Any action on the part of the murderer, particularly Howell's death, would result in more scrutiny, not less. The killer hadn't been quiet all these years, only to panic now. They reached Caerhain 2 hours after sunset, stopping briefly to rest the horses and confer with the commander, and then rode on nearly another hour before they finally picked their way up the slope to the castle of Bryn Éireann. Built below the ancient ruins that took up the crest of the hill, rising some 400 feet above the valley floor, it was a well-fortified palace, not unlike Aber Castle, though built entirely in wood and surrounded by a wooden palisade. Howell hadn't been here in years. Usually, if the Lord of Ross and the King of Gwynedd needed to speak to one another, the Lord of Ross came to Aber and not the other way around. But Callan Gaeaf was upon them, and while the people who lived to the west of the Conwy River flocked to Aber, Ivan had called his own people to his seat. Howell's small company was admitted through the main gate, prompting a flurry of activity in the courtyard. Ivan himself came out of the hall to greet Howell.
"My lord,"
Ivan bowed from the waist. "To what do I owe this honor, especially this day, with Hallowmas so close?"
"I would speak to you in private, if I may," Howell said. "I leave it to you how much of my news you wish to share with your people."
"Of course," Ivan said. "But surely you would like to refresh yourself first after your journey?"
"This is urgent," Howell said, "and cannot wait."
"This way." Ivan gestured that Howell and his men should dismount.
"We need shelter for only one night, as we must return to Aber by tomorrow afternoon," Howell said. "We won't trouble you for longer than that."
"It is no trouble, as you well know." Ivan's expression showed no irony or resentment. Howell peered at him carefully, but it seemed as if he meant what he'd said. Howell had hoped Ivan's involvement in Tegwyn's death, or in Bran's for that matter, would be immediately obvious in his manner. It wasn't, and now Howell had to admit to himself that it had been ridiculous to have expected it. Her loss was clearly making Howell soft in the head. Ivan didn't know why Howell had come to see him, and years had passed since either murder. Howell had arranged in advance with Evan that he should not only see to the men, but should also take on his own investigations on Howell's behalf, as Gareth would have done if he were here. Howell needed Evan to question Ivan's men, from the lowest stable boy to his first captains. If Gwen were here too, she would have been responsible for inquiring of the women of the castle. But for now, between Evan and Howell, they would have to make do with what they could manage themselves. Howell was a married man, but that didn't mean he couldn't smile at a pretty girl if he needed information from her. Ivan led the way to the keep, and as he walked beside him, Howell studied Ivan's profile. Ivan was older than Howell. He was older than Rin, too, for all that Rin had known him reasonably well as a boy. As a youth, Howell had never had more than a handful of conversations with any of the brothers of Ross. Bran had always struck Howell as too full of himself, and had thought himself the smartest person in any room he entered, which naturally raised Howell's hackles. Ivan had faded into the background, letting his brother speak first, and sometimes never speaking at all. Howell reminded himself that if he'd had a different brother, that could have been his fate too. Always in his brother's shadow, and never allowed an opinion or action of his own, but expected to follow Rin's lead. Howell was the second son, but he knew both his brother and his father loved and trusted him. He couldn't say the same for Ivan, which made the irony of his elevation to the throne all the greater. With Ivan's father and both older brothers dead, he was all that had been left to rule Ross.
"I apologize for adding to the size of your gathering by 10, Howell said. "It is not my intent to put you out."
"I say again that you honor us with your presence, my lord," Ivan said.
Howell decided to take Ivan at his word and not mention it again. Ivan's courtesy towards Howell was slightly shaming, in fact, considering what Howell had come here to task him with.
"I have more apologies,"
Howell said, as Ivan led him to an exterior staircase that took them to the floor above the Great Hall. As at Aber, Bryn Éireann consisted of a Great Hall, stables, craft halls, barracks, and a small chapel, but on a smaller scale. In particular, the hall didn't have wings built off of it, or an adjacent manor house in which to put Bryn Éireann's residence, much less its guests. With the inhabitants quadrupled for the holy day, Howell might be sleeping in the stables with his men. Ivan's office was among the four rooms that took up the floor above the hall. Two of the other doors were open as they passed them, revealing a bedchamber and a narrow room housing stacked trunks and crates of household goods. Weapons and armor would be stored in the barracks or armory near the gatehouse. Turning into Ivan's chamber, Howell seated himself where Ivan indicated. Ivan then walked around the table and sat behind it, folding his hands and resting them in front of him. He kept himself stiff, his shoulders tight and his back straight.
"You have me worried now."
Howell had known his appearance would cause consternation in his host. No minor lord ever wanted his prince to appear unheralded and ask for a private audience. And for Howell to appear so close to Halamas had to be even more disconcerting.
"I have been searching my mind for what disaster could have brought you here on such a night,"
Ivan said, when Howell didn't immediately begin to explain.
It couldn't be your father."
Howell put up a hand, wanting to put Ivan at his ease.
"No, it is a matter that is far less urgent, and at the same time, far more so."
Howell forced his own shoulders to relax.
"We have found the body of Tegwin, your brother's wife."
Across the table, Ivan sat frozen. The silence between them stretched out for 10 heartbeats before he said,
"Please explain."
Howell gave a brief summary of the finding of Tegwin, leaving his uncle's involvement out of it for the moment.
"From the condition of the body, it seems that she has been dead for many years."
"If that is so, why do you think the body is Tegwin's?" Ivan eased back in his chair, recovering from his initial surprise and allowing his intellect to begin to work.
"It is a complicated matter, and to tell you all would give you more details than you might want to know. But suffice to say, the king has seen her, as have her grandparents, Griffith and Seanad. We have no doubt that the body is that of my cousin."
"Well," Ivan let out a whiff of expelled breath and sat still for another moment, thinking.
"Of all the things you could have told me, I would never have expected this."
"I'm sorry," Howell said. Ivan tapped three fingers on the table in front of him.
"What I don't understand is why you, of all people, came here to tell me this, especially the night before Halomas. While Tegwin was a lady of Ross, she disappeared a long time ago. You could have sent a message through someone of lesser stature."
"I needed to come," Howell said.
Ivan canted his head, his attention focusing more closely on Howell's face.
"There must be something about Tegwin's body, or perhaps the manner of her death, that is troubling."
Howell sighed.
"Tegwin was murdered."
Ivan leaned closer.
"You're sure?"
"There can be no doubt,"
Howell said.
"How did she die? When did she die?" Ivan said.
With every sentence Ivan spoke, Howell revised his estimation of Ivan's intelligence, which seemed to have developed since Howell had seen him last. Ivan must have been hiding it all these years when he was in Bran's shadow. In fact, thinking back, Howell was sure of it.
"She was bashed on the head, though from the condition of the body, it happened a long time ago, perhaps years. Perhaps even within a day or two of her disappearance."
Howell didn't like imparting such crucial information to potential suspects, but Ivan was hardly a suspect in Tegwin's murder, and his cooperation was vital if Howell was going to get anywhere in Ross. Ivan's expression showed distaste.
"Hell?"
Howell nodded.
"The finding of her remains has complicated my life considerably."
"As it will mine." Ivan slapped his palm under the table in front of him.
"Tell me, what do you want from me?"
"I need permission to speak to your people," Howell said. "Everyone at Aber believed that Tegwin had run away with a Dane. I need to talk to whoever reported that event."
"That would be her maid and a guard,"
Ivan said. "The maid is dead, but the guard still lives. I will arrange a meeting for you tomorrow." I have other questions too. Hawal Sad? Who was this Dane? When did she meet with him? And what about her children? By all accounts, she was devoted to them. How could she have left them so precipitously? All good questions. I always thought that part strange too, Ivan said. I spent very little time at Bryn Irin during those years. But I was aware that Tegwyn wouldn't visit her parents without them. And of course, my brother wouldn't permit the girls to leave Bryn Irin. Howell was glad to have that bit of information confirmed straight away. When Griffith had spoken to him of it, Howell had thought it in keeping with Bran's character. How well did you know Tegwyn? Howell wanted to ask as many questions as he could while he had Ivan's full attention. Given the upcoming festivities and the demands on Ivan's time, Howell might not get another chance as private as this. Ivan raised one shoulder. Not as well as you might think for a woman who was married to my brother for 4 years. He waggled his hand back and forth at the wrist. Admittedly, I spent most of those years overseeing my own estates, and once my father died, and my brother assumed the mantle of Lord of Ross. That was shortly before Tegwyn's disappearance, wasn't it? Yes, Ivan said, at Epiphany. After my father's funeral, I made myself particularly scarce. And why was that?
Ivan eyed Howell.
You know why.
But when Howell didn't help him with his explanation, Ivan folded his arms across his chest and leaned back in his chair, his chin sticking out.
My brother was a tyrant. I became a man in his shadow, made worse after my eldest brother died, and my father turned to Bran as his heir. He could never see Bran's flaws, or at least he couldn't admit to them.
Within Welsh law, lands and wealth were split among all sons upon a man's death, but when lordships were at stake, usually it wasn't quite that simple. Only one man could wear the mantle of Lord of Ross.
Where are your lands? To the east. I kept them and defended them with my own men, despite my brother's insistence that all of Ross should belong to him.
Ivan tipped his chin towards Howell. Your father came to my assistance before my brother and I came to actual blows. Howell was glad to hear it. He was liking this third son of Ross more and more, but told himself to remain wary. Ivan was looking like a better candidate for the hand behind Bran's death with every word he spoke.
When did you last see Tegwyn?
Ivan rubbed at his jaw with thumb and forefinger. I wasn't here when she disappeared. I'd have to say it was when we marshaled our forces to march on Powys.
Howell sat up straighter. You were in Powys with the fighting.
Ivan snorted in apparent disgust.
I was, though my brother did everything in his power to ensure that I was kept to the rear. Again, it was your father who intervened and gave me command of a small force he used to scout for enemy locations around the River Dee. My brother didn't want me anywhere near him.
He shrugged.
Your father trusted me, but I am able to admit that while I have a knack for managing men, my hand with a sword...
Ivan shook his head. Let's just say that I am not a fearsome sight. That must have been yet another strike against Ivan in Bran's eyes. But Ivan's ability to admit his flaw elevated him in Howell's.
Where was Bran?
I couldn't tell you, Ivan said. I didn't see him more than once or twice that entire spring. He was with the main body of your father's army.
After Tegwyn disappeared, did he return to Bryn Irin? Howell said. I suppose he did. I couldn't tell you when or how he heard the news, though come to think of it, it must have been fairly immediately afterwards, since he was involved in organizing a party of searchers. Can you tell me anything about that day? Anything about where Tegwyn went and what she did?
Howell said.
Ivan shook his head regretfully. I can tell you only what I was told. She was here over breakfast. Nobody saw what she did or where she went afterwards, until she sailed off with that Dane. That's all I know.
Was that unusual? Howell said. Bran wasn't at home. Surely she had the run of the place. Someone must have seen her.
You can't be unaware of her.
Ivan stopped with a wary look at Howell.
Her what?
Though Howell thought he knew what Ivan was implying, he wasn't going to help him out in this either.
She was a very unhappy woman, and left most of the raising of her children to the maids and nannies. That's not unusual, of course. Many women of her station do. But those mothers have other tasks to see to. Tegwyn did not manage Bryn Irin. She drank wine.
I had heard that, Howell said, without apologizing for not saying so earlier.
You're telling me that she kept to herself.
Most days, from what I understand, she wandered the beaches and the woods around the castle. Frankly, when the maid and guard said she'd run off with a Dane, we thought she'd met him on the beach and went off with him on a whim. If she was drunk enough, she could have.
There's a missing piece here, Howell said. Don't you see it?
What do you mean?
No Danish longship could close in on Eber's beach without the castle marshalling its forces to meet it. How could one approach Bryn Iren without raising an alarm?
I don't know. I guess I never thought about it. And of course, I wasn't here when it happened. Ivan hesitated.
What?
Howell said. I confess that I wanted the story to be true,
because I knew Tegwyn was unhappy, and
my brother was not good to her, Ivan concluded in a rush.
I'd heard that too. How was he not good to her? Did he beat her?
Howell said, looking for confirmation of Griffith's version of events. Ivan pursed his lips.
No, not that I heard or saw, but then I didn't spend much time here, as I said.
It was more a matter of disregard. Suddenly, he wasn't faithful to her. Howell nodded. Tegwyn's grandfather had said that he beat her, but so far, he was the only one to make that accusation.
Do you have any thoughts regarding how her body ended up half a mile from Aber?
Ivan looked down at the table in front of him. Howell let the silence draw out, trying to be respectful of Ivan's own emotions, but sensing for the first time that what might come next out of Ivan's mouth would be something less than the truth.
I have no idea, Ivan said. Is there anybody I can talk to this evening?
Howell said.
Why can't I speak to this god now?
He is elderly and has already retired for the night. In addition, he is hard of hearing. He may have trouble understanding what you say to him.
Then I will take whomever you can find me,
Howell said. Ivan bit his lip.
There's no one, my lord.
Howell's brow furrowed.
What do you mean, no one?
No one lives at Bryn Iren, other than the guard, who lived here when Tegwyn was its lady. A wave of unease rose in Howell.
How is that possible? Surely not everyone from that time is dead.
Some are dead. Many have relocated to other areas of Ross, Ivan said. I hadn't ever given it much thought, but my brother made some changes when he returned from the fighting in the east that summer. He said he wanted to distinguish his rule from our father's. In truth, I felt the same after my brother died. I didn't want to be surrounded by his former men. Howell bowed to Ivan's greater knowledge of his Kentrev, but whatever the current strength of Ivan's rule, he couldn't help thinking that not all had been well in Ross in the year Tegwyn disappeared.